I think some of the songs on the album are actually kind of straightforward, for me anyway. I mean, I can talk about them fairly straightforwardly. That one is one of the harder ones, which of course means that people ask more questions about it.
Songs from the band Winter Pills can take listeners on a dreamy, wandering journey. But the layers of sound are from inspiration, for a purpose, and the result of a collaborative craft that's now three albums old. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The band Winter Pills hails from Western Massachusetts, and led by the lyrical explorations of Philip Price, they've crafted a third album of atmospheric pop called Central Chambers. The title is partly a reference to the heart, which pops up as a theme throughout the record, and it seems to add extra warmth to the band's signature brand of melancholy, a little gray, but ever intense and hopeful. It was, in fact, a wintry day when Winter Pills made a return trip to hang out with Vin Scalza at FUV. And he asked about their intriguing use of sounds outside the band, including an unusual clip that intros the song, What Makes Me Blind.
And, of course, we couldn't answer.
It's a man's voice saying, and of course, we couldn't answer.
That's right.
And it sounds like a very old recording.
It's my grandfather. And it was from like a family history tape that was made probably in the 70s sometime. And he was recounting the tale of his mother's passing, my great-grandmother, who I never knew. Apparently on her deathbed, she repeated the words, "What makes me blind," over and over again. And his response was, "And of course we couldn't answer."
Huh.
Sort of a bit gothic. We're talking East Texas, Baptist, kind of white trash folks out on the plains. In the song, it's sort of my grandfather, he has to run into town to fetch the doctor, which is several miles away. They don't have a car. And on his way there, he gets caught in a gully washer in one of those arroyos that they have in Texas. You know, he was down in there. It's just like a weird family tale that inspired me to write the song.
You and me, born a child of pain.
On some of the other songs, aren't there other sounds like ocean? Or?
Yeah, on the new album, we have a gentleman named Sid Satorsky who came in and did some keyboard treatments and stuff. He's played with us live a few times locally. He's up in Montreal. And he's kind of a whiz with samplers and stuff like that. And he just kind of came in and just kind of messed around.
Is that your iPod that you play those on? Do you have all kinds of cool things on that or what?
This is the only song that we use the iPod on.
Because when you got tired, sometimes you could just play what's on your iPod, right?
Well, there was one show where, you know, I pushed the button on the iPod, and afterwards, these two girls accused me of texting on stage.
Oh, that's
in the middle of a song. I can't believe you were texting on stage.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Sting from Winter Pills, performed live at WFUV. Check out this and other in-studio interviews in the archives at WFUV.org.